The Waterloo Region District School Board is continuing to deal with increased rates of student behavior incidents, especially in its elementary schools. A report released by the board last week states 946 incidents have occurred in elementary schools from September 1 to November 15 of this year, an increase of 316 from the same time last year. The number is much lower in secondary schools, as only 49 incidents have been reported compared to 47 during the same time frame in 2022. Incidents are tracked and recorded in four categories: hazards, first aid, healthcare or medical aid, and lost time. A hazard results in no injuries or a near miss. First aid requires minor first aid being applied to an injury. Healthcare or medical aid involves a worker sustaining an injury requiring treatment from an external healthcare practitioner, and lost time means a worker missed work due to an injury. Hazards remain the most commonly reported, with 661 in elementary schools. Nearly 28%, or 264, required first aid. 6 resulted in the need for medical aid and 15 ended in lost time. When broken down by employee, of the combined 995 incidents, educational assistants and child and youth workers represented 518, followed by elementary teachers with 300. The upward trend remains consistent with data released by the board in October for the final 2.5 months of last year. Hazards made up the bulk of the incidents reported, with 400 from mid-April to June. First aid was needed in 192, medical aid was involved in 4, and workers missed time in 14 cases. In total, incidents increased by 279 over the previous year. Fewer incidents took place in secondary schools, with just 25 being recorded compared to 11 the year before. A report presented ahead of tonight's Board of Trustees meeting said that improvements have been seen regarding past staffing challenges, something the board has been working to address. We know that unforeseen and unplanned disruptions can impact the delivery of education for students within our system, Estefania Rodriguez, communications officer for WRDSB, said in an email back in October. WRDSB continues to work hard to implement strategies and work collaboratively with our union partners to support staff well-being and ensure that our schools continue to be safe and supportive learning environments for all students.